Every age has had a man who saw the world beyond. People, it seems, will make the mistake of not seeing to their God. And so the world whirls on, spitting forth destruction and much hate, and blinding us to great men until it is too late. I'd like you to give me a few moments and let my voice crack the clock of time. I'm going to take your mind back to remember another late begotten find. A man who had the sight to know what we might see. If we'd only take time to open our eyes, he knew what we might be. Many descriptions have fell on him, but these words will describe him best. He is forever our shining black prince, his blackness, Malcolm X. A childhood based on poverty. I mean, his was a life of why. He felt the system early when he saw his parents die. Both killed by Mr. Bigotry. One mental slaughter and one physical pain. From that point on, he saw no sunshine. I mean, his life was drenched by rain. Dope pusher, smuggler, and pimp. They all knew his name. He existed in all of their vacuums. Addicted. As a member of what many call the third world generation, I find that I have to comment on things that happen in this, our nation. And in order to make all the pictures that I create for you perfectly clear, the thoughts you see will be in poetic form. So sit back, relax, and hear. Crispus died misled by the dream that it was his country too. And Douglas died ahead of his time trying to make them understand you. And Dubois spoke to the souls of black folks before black folks knew they were black. And Gandhi said, back to Africa. And people said, where's that at? How long, my people? How long? How long, my people? How long? And nobody paid attention when Dubois and Gandhi came again. King and Malcolm were their reincarnations, and people didn't listen to them. And King said, I have a dream. And Malcolm said, ballots are bullets. And people said, little black baby laying there in the womb. Little black baby coming here, coming to the tomb. Do you somehow know that you're different? Different from the rest? There's something that I feel that black men have got to say. After all these many years, I think the time has come today. Brothers, if we look closely for a moment and dig the struggle for liberation, there's someone who's been there with us, and she's been there whatever the situation. This someone has at times been all we've ever had. She's seen good days with us, brothers, but we know that most have been mighty bad. So fine that her beauty is felt in the sound of a whisper. It's time for us to say right on to you, beautiful black sister. As a girl, you live kind of rough in this jungle that we've all been placed. It seems that boys can't get enough when they discover so many different types of rape. In society, you There have been years of suffering and indignity and abuses from the man. And you know, many is the time when injustice occurred because of our permanent tan. Yet still we all do our own thing with no unity yet, it's true. But you know, I'd like to ask you a pretty deep question to see if this occurred to you. If the people only knew the power of the people, how long would we be fools? If the people only knew the power of the people, how many blacks would run black schools? If the people only knew the power of the people, to know yourself is to know your mind. And a man who knows what he hears and sees can't be told he's deaf and blind. Now, if you open your eyes, you'll be forced to see black people not working for unity. And if you use your ears to listen, you'll hear some blacks saying it's black people they fear. If the people only knew the power of the people, they wouldn't condemn each other. If the people only knew the power of the people, they'd look and say, right on, brother. We're up against the...